Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. The Dent by Colin P. My friend and I were kicking a rock back and forth as we walked to school. I kicked the rock and hit the side of my neighbor's truck, and it made a small dent. I was scared that I would get in trouble, so I decided not to tell anyone. When I got home from school, I felt worse and worse, until I couldn't hold it any longer. I told my parents what had happened. My dad took me over to my neighbor's house, and we told him about it. My dad asked if we could clean the truck as payment. We spent a long time cleaning the inside and outside of the truck, and when we took it back, I felt much better. I was glad that the Holy Ghost had helped me to choose the right. Colin P., age 9, Utah. Logging Service by Maverick A. My Uncle Jimmy got in a bad four-wheeler accident and broke his back. He is a logger, so I helped at his log yard for a day since he couldn't bend over. Maverick A., age 8, Missouri. Fire and Kindness by Emily N. A boy in my class at school lost his home in a fire. His family was left with nothing and had to live in a hotel room. I felt terrible when I heard about it, so I gathered some of my books and dolls to give to the boy's 4-year-old sister. My mom bought crayons, paper, stickers, and other things for the children. When they saw the gifts, they were very happy, and I never felt happier myself than I did right then. I am so glad to be able to help others as Jesus did, because making others happy makes me even happier. Emily N., age 11, Maine. Obeying Our Parents by Rachel C. and Michelle M. Rachel and Michelle decided one Saturday that it would be nice to take a walk with their stuffed animals. They got permission from both their parents. But Rachel's mom said, only if you don't cross any streets, stay on the sidewalk. So Michelle and Rachel started off on their walk, pushing their stuffed animals in Michelle's old baby stroller. They came to a cul-de-sac and walked around it on the sidewalk. Returning home, they could not cross the mouth of the cul-de-sac without going across the street. Rachel said, I don't think we should cross the street. But they didn't want to walk clear back around the cul-de-sac either. They decided to obey their parents, so they went back around the cul-de-sac, staying on the sidewalk. They were glad that they had obeyed their parents. We hope that all of you reading this will obey your parents too. Rachel C. and Michelle M., both age 7, Utah. Sharing My Baptism Day by Natasha F., with help from her mom. As my baptism day approached, my mom and I talked about inviting a friend of mine to the service. We had been friends since preschool, but recently she had moved about 45 miles away. I knew she didn't go to our church, so I was nervous to ask her to come. Thinking she might not want to, finally I decided to invite her. So my mom called her mom. My friend and her mom were excited to come. My baptism day was stormy and rainy, so we thought they might not make it. They showed up right on time. They seemed to really enjoy the baptism and asked a lot of questions. I felt good that they came and shared this special day. It was an easy and fun way to share the gospel. Natasha F., age 8, California. I Will Seek Good Friends and Treat Others Kindly by Sheila W. The children were enjoying their last day before school started. The day was filled with bike riding, baseball games, pizza, and trying to have as much fun as they possibly could. Toward the end of the day, a new boy appeared looking for someone to play with. My son John began playing with him. Soon afterward, John was invited to go swimming, but his new friend was not. Rather than leave the new boy alone, John turned down the offer. I'm thankful for John's good example. John W., age 10, Connecticut. Note: The friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address. A written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo and submission must be included. If an adult helps with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2430, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of note. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.